From the mid-1520s, Lucas Cranach the Elder built up a thriving workshop in Wittenberg, the residence of Friedrich the Wise. Exceptionally creative and with considerable business acumen, Cranach developed techniques for speeding up the painting process and introduced standardized workflows. If subjects were much in demand, he produced paintings of them in several versions, an approach continued by Cranach's son and workshop assistants after his death. The paintings of Adam and Eve can be divided into two types. First, with the figures against a monotone dark background, and second, against a landscape. Our collection includes both these versions. Yet the different versions share many common features. Adam and Eve are nearly life-size, slim, and look remarkably similar. They are also all painted on linewood panels around 170 centimeters high. Moreover, each panel always has the cropped trunk of an apple tree on one side as a connection to its companion. And in both versions, the cunning, smiling snake has already reached its goal. Eve has plucked the forbidden fruit from the tree of knowledge, has bitten into an apple, and with her right hand, holds it out to Adam. In the biblical account of the fall of man, as this is known, Eve has the active role. When they taste the fruit of the tree of knowledge, Adam and Eve realize they're naked and cover their loins with leafy twigs. Aside from the background and the direction Eve is looking, there are other differences too. Lucas Cranach the Younger painted Adam and Eve as a young couple. The two figures look towards each other subdued, rather embarrassed. Adam scratches his head indecisively. The position of Eve's arms seems rather unnatural. In Lucas Cranach the Elder's Adam and Eve, the atmosphere is quite different. His figures are more mature. Adam already has some touches of silver in his curly red hair. Adam and Eve also seem to share a strong premonition of the events to come. Adam looks at Eve with a rather severe, almost grim expression, while her irresistible, inscrutable gaze casts us under its spell.